right, we're back 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let the Wednesday talk around commence. As promised, talking about how much stuff these guys got going. Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Greg Giroux in once again to continue our conversation.
All right. Good morning, Bill.
I always say, what's happening outside of everything with the club?
Woo! A lot.
Boy, fall is your busy. Well, you're busy all year long, but
yeah, fall really kicks her into gear. I tell you what, we've got projects that we work on outside of events for the kids and so on. Anybody wants to go hunting and for whatever reason cannot use the deer, decides not to take it home, we've got a place for it.
All right,
Sportsmen Against Hunger is the program. We partner with a couple of local processors, Fairmont Lockers, Manoc Meats. And if the hunter would like to share that, take it down to one of those guys, they'll process it for us, and it goes to the food pantry.
What a great idea.
Yeah. What a great idea. We've done that for a number of years now. We're partnered with a group up in Fargo that got us started on that. And we've been doing it... 10 years? I'm going to guess on that one. Don't hold me to it, but it's been a while.
What a great resource,
It works out really good. The food pantry always looking for high-quality protein, and that's one way to get it.
Great way to
get
it.
So if you enjoy hunting and for whatever reason cannot utilize the animal, we've got a place for it. Take it down to Fairmont or Manoc Meats in Great Bend, and we'll take care of it for you.
That's a double win.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Love it,
you
love it.
Betcha. You betcha. Another project that's targeted at deer hunting, and we've done this for a number of years. In a couple of spots in town, we've got places for the deer hides. If an individual takes care of their animal by themselves and wants a place for the hide, we've got dumpsters set out, and there's always leftovers when you process it. We've got a carcass dumpster. And we've been doing that for a number of years. Tractor Supply, we have the big dumpster for the carcasses. We also have a dumpster for the hides. And then over at the Blazer Express, we have one for the hides.
All right.
A big thank you goes to both those places for allowing us to do that. They've been a partner with us for a number of years. We've been setting it out. We've had really good success.
I was going to say, do they fill up quick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got pictures of the one from last year. It's got a heap on it, you know, from the carcasses. But the thing that really solidified this whole program, when the first year we did it, we were contacted by the local game board, and he says, that is the best thing. I have so many less calls of carcasses being dumped out in the ditches or in the shelter belts. He said, that's a great job.
Well, making his job easier, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we, you know, when you get a kudos from...
From the game warden, you know you're doing
like,
okay.
We're doing something right. So, yeah, those are a couple of things that we'll be working on. I don't have a firm date yet as far as when the dumpsters will be out. But
let us know.
As
we'll
soon as we know,
yeah,
we will let you know, and you can get that information out on the airways. Now, this one is for the kids. This is the annual youth pheasant hunt, October 5th. And all the kids that are 16 and under that want to go pheasant hunting, we got to go to the website. That's rrasc.net and go under the events tab. And there's a place to sign up. And there's a pre-hunt and a light lunch out at the Joe Pekarski Trap Range north of Morton. And then on Saturday, October 5th, we go out to some property out by Hankinson, and you and I have talked about that.
Yeah, we have. If we keep that quiet, though.
Well,
that's just for the club.
If I was
to
a
know.
Deer or a pheasant, I know where I'd love to live. That's just amazing out there. So anyway, if any of the young folks want to go do that, go to the website, sign up, October 5th, and you'll get some details on the day and what we're doing. It's a fun day. And October 5th, after the hunt, when they get back to the farmstead, and we also feed them breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So feed them, get them in the field, and feed them coming home. I love that.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's a good time. We also do something. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but the the mentors will take a look at all the birds that are harvested, mm-hmm. and they will pick what they feel is the best one as far as tail feathers and color and so on, mm-hmm. and that goes to Jeff Schwartz, and he mounts it for him.
Nice.
And then once that's done, the young person that harvested that bird gets the mount, and they come to one of the club meetings, and we present it to them, and Schwartz does just an amazing job.
Yeah, he does. I've seen his work before.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous,
so,
yeah.
Keep that in mind. That's another...
another incentive.
Another incentive to come on out and have some fun and enjoy the outdoors.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. October 5th. Get to the website and sign up.
Here we go.
Now the big one.
Do we need drum roll for this?
Well, sure.
We do. We need drum roll. Hang on. There we go.
You got one in there.
Yeah. The Smoker.
This is the 35th annual Sportsman's Smoker, put on by the Red River Area Sportsmen. Saturday, October 19th, we're at the Wapton Community Center, and we have so many things going on, we had to start an hour earlier this year. The doors open at 4 o'clock. Open to the public, bring your friends, have a fun night. We've got raffles and games, ladies raffles, silent auction, meat raffles. There's a cash bar, and then we feed you all night long. Wild game stew, wild game chili, and just a lot of fun.
And the BS meter goes up to 10. I've been at the Smoker before. It goes up. Well, actually, it probably kick it up to 12.
12 or 14.
It's a great night.
But, yeah, it's a great night. We have a lot of people there. We have a lot of fun. Don't hold me to this one, but at our last meeting, we were going through all the games and so on. North side of 40 firearms this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you had a good turnout for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've got two things. Ticket to get you in. We'll get you a chance at a couple firearms. And then we have a separate raffle where it has five on it, plus some gift cards. So some incentive there, too.
Sure, you got it.
Uh-huh, and I have tickets.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, I know.
You see Greg on the street today, just tackle him and get a ticket.
Wave at me and say, hey, come on over here, you know.
Right.
But, no, this is the one that drives everything the club does. Mm-hmm. All the fishing activities, all the hunting activities, pays for all the things that we want the young folks to get involved with. So if you want to support us and you want to support the kids that we get outside and get them away from the computers and so on and actually enjoy the outdoors.
Better. Yeah, you know, there you go.
Our Junior Wildlife Club and all of that. This is the event that drives everything. And it's been very successful. We've been very grateful for all the support that we get throughout the cities, Wapton, Breckenridge, the counties, Wilkin and Richland. There's a lot of individuals out there that really like what we do, and they're willing to support us when we get to this smoker. So
how could you not like what you do?
Well, I got a list of last year. I lost count. I was trying to count this up and tell
those
you.
Those all the sponsors?
But this is last year's sponsors. And
that's like a full page in very small print.
Yeah, it is.
You got a lot of friends.
Yes, we do, and we're very grateful for that.
Yeah.
You know, we go into a lot of the businesses and we've kind of gone there over the years. They recognize who comes in. I went into one the other about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Walked in the door, never said a word. And he goes, oh, yeah, you again.
Yeah. Here. God love that response.
Well, yeah, it was like, no, but I actually, he was ready for me. I had a donation ready to go.
Wow.
So they know we're coming.
Talk about early bird tickets, too.
Oh,
quickly.
Early bird
you
tickets.
Got
yeah.
early bird tickets you can buy.
Right. If you purchase tickets before the 17th, we're getting it real close, but if you purchase the ticket before the 17th, you get a chance at two firearms and two cash prizes.
All right.
On that ticket is the early bird. If you buy it after the 17th, you get one firearm and two cash prizes. That last one goes away.
So get your early bird tickets. That's the takeaway. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
to buy early.
Mm-hmm.
And are there going to be tickets at the door? And the answer to that is we don't know at this point. If we sell them all, then the answer is no.
Yeah.
Past years, we've had a few. You're taking your chances if you come to the door and see.
Well, I was going to say,
can I get in?
That's a doorbuster because you fill up the entire center over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we've did a head count a couple times, and we're right around 400 people in that building.
Wow.
We've got the main room, the two side rooms, the dining area, the kitchen, and it's full.
It's full.
It's
yeah.
full. Yep. So
testament to what great event this is, definitely.
New one this year. Yeah. New thing that we're going to do, we're going to be working locally with Trigger Sports. They're going to take care of all our firearms registration. So what will happen is the person will win the raffle, win the game. They'll get a certificate. They get to go down to Trigger Sports. All the paperwork is done there. The guns are here in town. Mm-hmm. So if you pass the background check, you pick it up and take it home.
You got friends.
Oh, yeah.
Always helps to have friends.
Yeah. Yep.
Greg, quickly, anything else you want to add here before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm coming back. We've got some guest passes we're going to be
talking
about.
That's right. We're going to be giving those away.
A little bit later on.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll be giving those away on the trivia. And we've got a couple other things we'll talk about next time.
You got it.
All right.
Greg Giroux, always a pleasure to have you in here, sir. A
lot of fun.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club, they're basically just doing everything. It's 921. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW got some sunshine going, 55 degrees. Good morning.
Come celebrate the holidays with i3G Media Tours. You can experience the Christmas magic of Branson from December 3rd through December 7th with world-class shows and attractions, hotel transportation, and all meals included. Or immerse yourself in the musical Christmas spirit of Nashville from December 1st to December 5th. Stay four nights at the Hyatt Place, Nashville Opryland, steps away from the Gaylord Opryland Resort, celebrated for its breathtaking Christmas decorations. And for those that dream of a New York Christmas, join us for an unforgettable trip to Rockefeller Center. Choose from December 1st through December 6th or December 8th through December 13th. Imagine standing beneath the iconic Rockefeller Christmas tree and watching the ice skaters all while exploring New York City. All trips include transportation and accommodations. For more details, call i3G Tours, 701-845-1490.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these